Hey everybody, guess what? It's Friday, and it's Scott and Teresa here at Living It Up, and we are so ready to begin not only this day, but the weekend with you, and we know that you're looking forward to some time off, and again, thank you for letting us start your day, if that's what you're doing. Some of you may be listening to us at night, whatever the case may be. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we've all got battle scars, some worse than others, and prayerfully, you know, if you've got them, you know what I'm talking about, that, you know, they, when you see them now, they just represent stars to you, not scars, based upon who you are now, having come from the battles that you were in where you got those scars, and you're able to move on and dance because of them, instead of weeping and still crying about that. And those of you that have new scars, we want to encourage you that don't give up. There's going to come a time when you're going to be grateful for hard times.
That's right.
God wants us to praise Him through those hard times. And as Scott's going to read here, He will give you dancing for mourning.
He will, you know. And, you know, sometimes God, you know, what He does, God allows us to go through things, huh? You know, and sometimes we have to suffer the consequences. You know, and people say, you know, well, how come, you know, a loving God wouldn't do this? A loving God wouldn't do that? Well, you know what? He allows life to go on. Okay? But He does have the ability to step in. Okay? But He allows us to go through life. Okay? His promise is that we're going to live with Him for eternity. Okay? And so, but He allows things to happen.
He does.
It just is what it is. Okay? And, but we will succeed if we completely rely on Him, you know, and follow His recovery program. I mean, this is God's recovery program for us.
Right.
You know, He's like, hey, you know what, man, I know you're having bad times. I know you're having a rough one. But I'm going to throw you that manna. And I'm always going to be there for you. And in the scripture, it says He will never give us more than we can handle. Now, I know sometimes when maybe we've lost our job, we're going through a bad time in our marriage, or
maybe you've had some bad news about your health.
Yeah, or maybe you've had a loved one pass away or something.
You may have lost your house.
Yeah, and so, you know, we know that you know, these scars are real.
But He still has an authentic plan for you.
He sure does.
With those scars, like we mentioned earlier. And even because of your scars.
Yeah.
You may be living it out right now like we are, going, okay, now all that back there makes sense now.
Yeah.
Got the battle scars to prove it. But wow, how we're able now to minister to so many people because of those scars. Those that are currently, you know, just now scarring.
Yeah.
We understand. We feel your pain. But hang in there.
That's right.
Because remember, God's still, He's still on the throne. He's got an authentic plan for you. And just continue to push towards Him. Move towards Him, not away from Him. He's not like the world. He wants to hear all your sadness, all your complaints, all your worries, all your concerns. Because, you know, He wants total and complete honesty. The Word says when we draw close to Him, He will draw close to us. The world may not do that. People get tired of hearing your problems. People get tired of hearing about it over and over and over. God doesn't. Okay, and the more you tell Him about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's going on, the more He's going to draw nearer to you. And that's when there'll be a shift. That's when you'll go, wow, I'm changing. Yeah. And there is no way I could be changing if it weren't for God. He's changing me on the inside. And that is so true. And it's hard to describe because my changes are mine, Scott's changes are his, and your changes are yours. And they're going on the inside of you. And that will increase your faith like nothing else ever has before. Because it's so personal.
Yeah.
It's so personal. But the more you're honest with Him and just tell Him, it says in Amos 3:3, how can we have fellowship together when all this stuff that you're holding back is coming between us?
That's right.
He's your friend. And our deepest, closest, intimate friendships and relationships are those that we're totally honest with. So same with God. And those roots in Him can go really, really deep. He already knows. He just wants you guys, you and Him, to be in agreement.
That's That's right.
And he also wants you to tell somebody else.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking when you were speaking, Teresa, also, you know, the Israelites had all these scars. Okay, and God would see it.
They were trying to get their promised land.
Yeah, and God would pull them out of this, and then they would, what would happen? They'd get overconfident, okay, take it for granted, and go right back at the same thing they were doing. And sometimes, you know, when everything in our life is going well, it's when we're in the most danger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just remember, those scars have a scab on it, okay? And so you got to be real careful not to scratch it. It's going to open it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, you know, the point is, don't get overconfident when things are going well. But praise God for that. And sometimes we think, well, nothing's going to happen to us. Everything's going good. Everything's all good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's when that pride and arrogance usually comes first before the fall.
Well, that's what it says in Proverbs.
Yeah.
Pride comes before fall.
Yeah, so.
But we don't want to kick people that are already down.
Oh, no, not at all, you know? Because when we talk about this from the scriptures, you know, from the Bible, we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times we're there. Okay, we have to remind ourselves, you know what? Man, I was all scarred up and God totally healed me.
Mm-hmm.
Totally healed me.
And those scars, you know, that you're left with, that's okay because
yeah.
they remind you where you came from.
Oh, yeah.
The pain that they inflicted is going to, you know, trade that for compassion for what you feel about other people's pain now and how you can understand.
Yeah.
And how you can be approachable now to people.
That's
whereas
right.
people can't relate to perfect people.
No.
There are no perfect people. But if you truly care about mankind and you want to help someone else, be real.
Yeah.
Because that is what people can relate to.
Show them your scars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's it.
Show them your scars.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they'll go, my goodness.
I had no idea.
You know, I had no idea that you've been through that because of the joy that you show.
That's it. But that's the whole point. The joy that you have.
Yeah.
And that's when you can say, it's because I went through it and I got the scars to prove it. And I don't want anybody having my scars.
Mm-mm. No way.
I don't want to go back to the way I was before I was all scarred up.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that been with a company for 20-something years. And they just merged with another company and was laid off.
Who?
Russell.
Mm.
And Russell, we were at a men's summit the other night. He still hasn't found anything yet. It's been about a month and a half. But he was praising God like there was no tomorrow.
Mm.
And I went up to him and I said, you know what, man? I said, you inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And at that point, he told me he has an interview in about a week, you know, in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. And so we prayed about it. But you know what? That's what I'm talking about. He's got a big scar on him right now, man. He's got a family to support. But what is he doing? He's jumping up in the aisles, raising his hands.
Dancing with his scars.
And he's dancing with his scars, you know. So, Russell, we pray that things go well. And I just wanted to give you that shout-out, brother, because you are an inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And, Russell, if you could see Scott right now, he's tearing up because he loves you.
Yeah.
And he understands those scars. We both do.
Yeah. So, listen, we understand that you have scars as well.
Yeah.
Every one of us has scars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Get pride and arrogance and throw it in the closet and lock it up forever.
And ask people who have victory in their life where you're lacking and say, tell me what to do.
That's right. Well, you know what?
What do I do?
Yeah, I've had people ask me that, you know, because they know the scars of my life over the years.
Me too.
And and you too.
It's also called mentoring.
That's right. And so I would just, you know, and they ask me, you know, how do you get through this and all that? And I just look at them and I say, one word, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and someone to walk beside you
mm-hmm.
and to love you and to help you learn more about Him.
And if you've hit rock bottom, understand that rock that you hit then there at the bottom, it was the rock.
That's right.
And His name
is Jesus. The rock we stand on.
Okay, you bumped into Him now, okay, down there at the bottom. Okay, now, go forward with Him.
That's right. Well, you know what? We want to give you that opportunity today to start healing those scars.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, to giving your life to Jesus.
Because of the scars that he endured.
That's right.
You can.
I mean, he had scars all over him.
He was unrecognizable as a human.
Yeah, you couldn't even recognize him.
If you saw The Passion of the Christ, which was an incredible depiction, they still say it was still not anywhere close to what he looked like from all the scars.
He had no flesh on his back. And so, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. We want to give you the opportunity to have Jesus' scars heal yours. If you don't know Jesus, or if you have known him, walked away, maybe been in church for years and you've never given your life to him, today's the day. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, you were scarred, beaten, died on the cross, rose on the third day to give me a new beginning. And you tell me if I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven because of that cross. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I give my life to you. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. It's Friday. What a great, great decision to have made on Friday.
That's right, man. Go find a church, yeah, man.
Pray that the Spirit lead you to a good church, a church that talks about and preaches about Jesus, and what that means in your life, what he is, what he did for you, what he's really like, especially if you have a wrong perception of him. A place where there are signs and wonders going on, where you feel welcome, not judged, and look for a discipleship or a mentoring program.
Yes.
Because this is something now that you need someone to take you by the hand and walk it out.
That's right.
Okay? And again, that takes humility, but you're about to be on the ride of your life, and there is no greater adventure than this.
That's right. And you know what? We just want to leave you with this. Start dancing with your scars. Whatever you may be scarring from, remember, God is large and he is definitely in charge. He still has an authentic plan for your life with your scars and because of your scars.
Yeah, we love you and we look forward to talking to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. And remember, start living it up
while beginning again.